Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, we all saw this absurd car chase. And if you remember, there were three cars involved in the chase. The last one was a work truck with a ladder. It belonged to Andres Benitez. He has a landscaping business with his brother and father. And at this
is in Whittier.
Yeah, in Whittier. This point in the story, the crazy guy had burst into the Benitez home and disappeared on camera for a little bit. And when he came out the front, he was followed by three adults and three dogs. This guy, what was his name? The name of the thief?
I don't remember.
Okachendo or something like that. Anyway, he jumped into the truck and stole it. Ran away. Police chased him, and eventually he crashed the truck, and then the police crashed into him. Just wrecked the thing. Andres Benitez is coming on with us now. It was his truck, and fortunately, people have responded on GoFundMe. And he's raised $94,000 to get a new truck and new equipment. Andres, you there?
Hello?
Andres, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
We're good. And I'm so happy. We're so happy that people have donated $94,000.
Man, it's unbelievable. Like, it's so crazy. I mean, you know, it's something that happened overnight. And then just seeing that number is just all so unbelievable to me. It's crazy on how much people can support somebody that they never even met or, you know, seen. You know, they just wanted to help me and my family out with the situation we're going through, you know, because it's a hard time. You know, like, I never really been through something like this before. And, you know, it really hurt. It really hurt me and my family just seeing something like this just happen right in front of us, you know. And we tried our best, but, you know, things happen. And like I said, God works in mysterious ways because, you know, the outcome is just a big blessing so far. Like, it's just amazing. It's so unbelievable. It's honestly life-changing to me.
Describe to us how this unfolded. This must have seemed surreal or to you, this guy just suddenly coming into your home.
Yes. So I literally had just gotten home from work. Like the incident happened at 5:12, and I got home like at 5. When I got home, my brother, he left because he lives somewhere else. And when he was leaving, he called me. He's like, just be careful. There's a lot of police and cops around here, but I didn't really pay attention to it because, you know, it kind of happens usually, and I didn't think it was, like, something that bad. But no lie, like, 2 minutes after he called me, someone just starts coming in through my kitchen. And when I seen that kitchen door open, right away, I knew it was that guy they're looking for. And, you know, just me and my mother being home, I was in the kitchen. My mom was in the living room. You know, my first reaction was, you know, I got to make sure my mom's safe. So I grabbed the kitchen knife and, you know, I started telling that guy, you got to get out of here, man. Like, you know, I started raising my voice. You know, I had to make sure that he was going to take me serious. And he was. He honestly was. He was, like, feeling like a little threatened. You know, so I told him, like, you got to get out the house, man. You know, like, I'm going to have to take action on you. And he started complying. He was walking towards the door. I was leading him out. This whole time, my mother was just in panic, screaming, crying. She was holding me, like, she was holding me to just, like, let him go easily. But I didn't want to let him go like that. So I'm escorting him outside through the door. And when you open my door, there's, like, a little table. And on top of that table, there's like, a little painting that we have of God and Jesus. And when on that table is where we leave our keys. When we usually get home, we just put them right there. You know, it's just easy for us to get access to them. And when I was leading him out the door, he sees that there's keys. And he, like, walks fast to it. And when I seen that he walks fast to the keys, he got them. I stood in front of the door, and I told him that he's not getting out. You know, and my mother was just screaming and crying this whole time. And when he seen that I wasn't going to let him out, he ended up taking out some scissors on me. And he ended up just showing me tools that he had on him. And when my mother seen that, you know, she just went so panic mode and just threw herself on me, causing us to fall. You know, I ended up falling on her hand, and he took it as a chance to get out the house. And that's when you just seen me trying to chase after him, you know, try to stop him, because I seen that he had the keys. And for his luck, he ended up getting the keys for the truck that was in the driveway. It was just such a crazy situation. And as this was going on, my father wasn't even home. He was literally just coming home. In the video, you can see my father just coming home, and then the guy's running out the house. It was crazy because we were trying to stop him.
And you got the dogs there, too, trying to get in on this, huh?
Yeah, they were confused. They were honestly confused. My people was just, like, didn't know what to do. He just kept staring at the guy. And once, like, my people seen that guy was doing harm, and he took off on the truck, that's when my people started chasing him. But it was like, too late. And the guy was gone, and now I felt so devastated at the time. I was so heartbroken, honestly. Like, I honestly, like, couldn't believe what was going on. You know, I just felt so heartbroken. You know, like, I didn't like see any of this coming. You know, it was just so unexpected. Like, literally just got home from work and then come to this. It was just, like, unbelievable to me. It honestly didn't feel like real life.
Did you start to watch it on TV after that to see what happened to your truck, or?
No, honestly, I didn't, because a lot of news reporters started coming. You know, they just wanted, like, a little interview. And, like, throughout this whole time, I'm getting they're interviewing me. I never thought, like, about the GoFundMe until every single one of them kept telling me, just start it. And, you know, after a while, I told my brother, you know, please just start it. Like, let's see what we can raise. Like, anything would be much appreciated, like, even if it's not a lot. And then, you know, that whole night, I was devastated. I didn't end up going to sleep until, like, 2 in the morning. And then just waking up the next day, it was just like, wow. Like, I couldn't even believe it was real life.
Now, tell us about the status of the truck. Apparently, they have to hold it as evidence.
Yes, they have to hold it as evidence. They're not going to let it go because, you know, a lot happened to the truck. It ended up getting destroyed, you know, and it was crazy because in the morning, the next day, thanks to all the support and lovely people that are out there, you know, we were able to still go to work on Thursday. You know, me and my father and my brother, we were going to work. But before we left to work, we literally saw a tow truck with our truck passing by our street, and my brother just took off running and just got a little 5-second clip of the truck, and, you know, it was just destroyed, like, bullet holes, like, the windshield was, like, done, the tires, everything was just destroyed, you know. It kind of made me feel even more sad just seeing it like that, but, you know, the support and all that just, like, it made up for it.
So somebody lent you a truck and work tools so you could get back to work right away Thursday?
What was that?
Did someone or some company lend you a work truck and the tools so you and your family could go right back?
because, you know, we have a good amount of friends around here, and like the support, even from strangers we didn't know, we were getting so much emails of people that own businesses, AC businesses, you know, or like landscaping businesses. And they were offering, you know, help. They were like offering their trucks, and we never even met them before. They were offering like so much help. But a good friend of ours named Steve Rodriguez, he owns a landscaping company himself. It's a pretty like big, decent company. And, you know, he ended up lending us machines and, you know, got us through the day. And that's how my brother and my father are right now. They're at work right now. And, you know, they're handling business, you know, because thanks to all these good, lovely people that are out there. Because honestly, I never expected so much support and love from all these people while this was going on. Like, that was like really the last thing on my mind that was going on. You know, I was just so heartbroken, you know, just seeing what happened. I never thought that all this love and support from all these lovely people would just come like in less than 24 hours. Like within like 1 hour of this happening, the support was just so amazing. Like, I couldn't really believe it. It was just so life changing, you know.
Is that $94,000 going to be enough to get you back?
That is more than enough. I'm just so thankful for that. You know, like, I honestly didn't expect to even get a number near that, you know, and then just seeing the number increase to that, like, it's so unbelievable to me, you know, still, no. But, you know, I honestly want to help that man out, John, the one that got his van stolen, because, you know, I kind of know what he's going through, and it sucks, man. You know, he needs that van for work. So, yeah. You know, I'm doing my best to get in contact with him, and we're going to end up meeting up in person, and, you know, I want to help him out as well. Cause,
yeah,
know,
that's great.
Did you read the guy who stole your truck, the guy who entered your house? His name's Johnny Anchondo. Do you know he's been charged 18 times with crimes?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's what my brother told me. I was just like, wow, that's crazy. Like, how is it possible he's still free after being arrested that many times?
He was out on parole. I'm just going to give you a rundown of his crimes. Drug possession, grand theft, evading arrest, child cruelty, receiving stolen property, parole violations, and then carjacking, taking a vehicle without consent, felony reckless evading, misdemeanor hit and run, and the list goes on. So this is the guy who got into your house and took your truck.
This is just crazy. Like, I didn't even know he had all those charges until you told me right now, and it just like scares me even more knowing that I had a guy like that inside my house. You know that. You know, I'm more than happy that I was able to apply pressure on him, you know, because you just imagine if me and my mother, like, didn't really do anything about it. I'm pretty sure he would have took advantage of us, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
You know,
and your mother was just trying to make sure you didn't get hurt. That's why she kept trying to stop you.
Yes. You know, I didn't realize it at the moment because I was just so angry because I remember I was even blaming it on her. You know, I kept telling her, like, look what you caused. You know, I felt bad, you know, but I was very sad and angry at the time. No, I had to apologize afterwards. You know, it was just crazy because it was God's plan, honestly. Because if my mother, you know, didn't like let's say she just kept never hold on me. You know, I don't know. My truck would have never got stolen.
Well, you know, you were trying to protect her, and she was trying to protect you.
Yes, you know, it's crazy, and all this happened right in front of God. You know, so it's just like, wow, it's so unbelievable, and you know, knowing he had all these charges, you know, it's just scary. You know, I didn't. Having knowing someone like that, having those charges, being inside my house, and you know, thank God, you know, me and my family are okay, my pets are okay. You know, a lot of people were asking about them, you know, but they're all good, you know, thankfully.
Your dogs pitched in. They all ran.
Now, are you guys gonna have to testify in a trial or anything? Do you know yet?
Honestly, I'm not sure about that yet, sir. You know, you haven't told me anything, you know, regarding of any of that information. I'm not sure about any of that, but. No, I just want to make sure, you know, like somebody like this isn't out roaming out in the streets. You know, we don't need those type of people out here.
Well, we appreciate talking to you, and we're glad that you and your family are safe and well. But what an ordeal, Andres. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me on here. I appreciate all the love that I've been receiving. You know, like, I can't thank everybody enough, you know, just like a simple message, a comment, like that really puts a smile on my face, you know. And then with the donations on top of that, it's just, like, so unbelievable. Like, you know, I really love all these people that are out here, you know. We need more people like this in this world, willing to help somebody get back on their feet, you know, willing to help their family out. It's just honestly amazing.
Well, this is great news that you got this kind of support, and it's really nice that you're going to be meeting up with John Reynolds, too,
to help him out. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes, you're welcome, man. And may God bless all of you guys. You know, everybody supporting, you know, it's good that we have a lot of people like this in our society still.
Okay, that's Andres Benitez and the GoFundMe work truck stolen with tools, at least over $94,000 raised for the family landscaping business because this guy took their truck and clearly it's probably not in good shape. It's in evidence right now, but people have stepped up to help the family replace what they lost. Fortunately, though, they're alive and well and no injuries. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live on the iHeartRadio app.
No matter how many of these types of stories you've seen, this one was shocking. Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. A lot of insane homeless people. One of them in particular filled up a bag with his own feces, diarrhea, and then threw the bag at an SUV owned by a business owner named Paul Scrivano, who runs the Blue Dog Tavern. And Scrivano is dealing with this particular guy almost every day, along with a whole bunch of others. And it's really, really psychotic behavior out there. They clearly are severely mentally ill. They clearly
described it as a psych ward.
Yeah.
And then you have Nithya Raman saying, oh, it's a housing issue. The same nonsense.
She's a complete
prattle.
She's a complete failure. And actually, her staff.
Oh, she has a feces bag herself.
Her staff told Paul Scrivano to stop sending the videos to her office.
Because we know.
And you know what? There's only one county mental health outreach
facility there?
Well, just one, I don't know, one group? Like one team? There's only one team for the whole San Fernando Valley?
Plus, they don't have the right to just take these people in. They can't. They just have to talk to them and say, would you like some mental health help? And if they're told no, given the finger, then they got to move on. They can't do anything.
And you know whose district that is? County district? It's Sheila Kuehl's.
Right.
Because she's too busy shoveling money to her friends.
All right, let's get Paul on and talk about this incredibly poor problem.
Paul Scrivano, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
We just played the Fox 11 story. Our news department had a story on at the top of the hour. It's hard to believe that you're dodging bags of feces from a lunatic and there's nobody in government, nobody in the police department who will take him away.
Yeah, no, it's shocking. I've been dealing with this, obviously, for a long time. You know, over the years, it's been, you know, we have our homeless. They're in the neighborhood. We know who they are. They all know who I am. So they stay away from the shopping center. But since the whole summer of 2020 and the whole COVID thing, there's now an influx of these just felons from all around the country who are now inundating us. And I don't know who they are. They're all strangers, hardcore felons. The story I'm getting is that they're just flooding into the Greyhound bus station in downtown L.A. from all over the country, being sent on one-way bus tickets from judges and sheriffs around the country saying, go to L.A. because it's a gangster's paradise. So they arrive, and all they do is start robbing to make money. They have nowhere to go, so they sleep on the street, and then they just start breaking windows and robbing. In this case, you know, this is a homeless guy who, you know, obviously has huge problems. But the fact that he's just allowed to sit on the sidewalk completely naked with everything hanging out and you know, crapping in a bag every single morning. If you go there tomorrow morning between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, you'll see him.
How long has he been there?
I've seen him. Well, he sleeps at one address. And then he does his business in the morning. I see him every morning. I roll in about 5 o'clock every morning. And then he goes across the street and tortures the poor people at the Noah's Bagel, just sitting there, half naked, scratching his junk, begging, dirty. You saw his fat, ugly, dirty belly, right?
Yeah.
And he just sits there and tortures those people for hours. And then he goes to another location to sit all day. And then he goes back to his bedroom and bathroom to go to sleep. And I'd say it's at least since COVID, at least the past 3 years.
Have you seen any outreach workers come and try to talk to him about getting help?
Yeah, well, that's a bunch of crap. and Nithya Raman, first of all, she didn't just tell me it's inappropriate to send these videos and pictures to her staff. You know what else? You know what else she said? And I'll send you the email. She said I was, quote, crossing a boundary by sending her this material.
You were.
Like I'm sending selfies of myself naked. She says I'm crossing a boundary. So what I need to know from her is, what does crossing a boundary mean? Like, did I commit a crime? Is she going to come after me? Did I commit some sort of, like, insurrection by genitalia? Like, what exactly does she mean by crossing a boundary?
Wow.
It truly makes me worry. It truly makes me worry.
Well, you're sending photos of a naked guy.
Yeah, well, it ain't me. I mean, I'm sending a naked guy who's terrorizing our neighborhood that she needs to see.
Yeah, it's the proof. Right.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
I mean that's the tactic. The tactic is to change the subject and turn it back on you and make you defensive. That's what they all do.
Yeah, well, that doesn't work for me. That just doesn't work for me. If this city, you know, she in particular, I mean, look at her website. She is a self-avowed Democrat socialist. And my question for her is, how does that factor into her legislative process, being a socialist? A self-avowed socialist. Because what it means to me is that she likes it this way. She likes when businesses are suffering, because that allows the state to take it over. What else could it possibly mean?
Yeah, and
no, right.
She doesn't.
This crowd really is not happy with the capitalist system we have. They think it's responsible for all the woes. You're right. They'd like to overturn
it. What's frightening is she got elected.
And apparently a couple more just did.
How she slipped through the cracks is just amazing. I don't know where she came from. I mean, the piece of work David Ryu, that was our council member before, was no prize. But I don't know how this woman got through. Like, I never heard of her before. And I'll tell you what, mark my words right now, she'll be our next governor. She's a true believer, this one. Mark my words. Watch it.
When people have business owners have problems and they go to the city council person and they get this kind of response, and all she says to the reporter who asked her was, "Oh, it's just housing. We just need housing." This guy throwing a bag of feces. It's a lot more than housing.
She knows that's a nonsense answer. It's again just to deflect. This is what she wants. She wants you all to go out of business.
It's exactly what she wants. And we are all. I'm not the only one. I'm on an email and a text thread with business after business after business after business. We're all suffering. This whole stretch of Ventura Boulevard between the freeway, between the 405 and, like, Van Nuys Boulevard, it's like downtown Kabul, Afghanistan over here.
Yeah, I drive through there all the time, and that used to be a big shopping area for me when I lived in another house. My wife and I drove there just a few days ago, and we were shocked at the degradation.
Yeah. It's like a war zone. Vacant buildings, graffiti, every single piece of street furniture that the city owns, trash cans, signage, bus benches, bus shelters, every single piece of street furniture is either destroyed, broken open, and in disarray. Every single piece. Businesses are closed. I watched 150 feet from my patio, not just me, but the people on my patio eating their hamburgers and drinking their beer, watched a building across the street burn down to the ground. It had a 30-foot encampment in front of it. And it was, you ready for this? It was burned down by the same one-legged homeless guy that I kicked off of my property about 10 o'clock in the morning. He rolled his ass across the street and lit this other bum on fire and her whole encampment and burned a building down, putting my firefighters at risk.
Paul, can you hold on?
Yeah.
All right. This is a business owner by the name of Paul Scrivano in Sherman Oaks. He's the owner of the Blue Dog Beer Tavern. Fox 11 did, and you have to watch it. I mean, it's radio. We played it. It's about 5 minutes long, but it's worth it. You have to watch the video of this. They did a story about what's going on in this little business area of Sherman Oaks along Ventura Boulevard, as Paul just described it, and their crisis that they're having with the homeless, headlined by "Man Throws Feces at Sherman Oaks Business Owner." He actually threw it at Paul's SUV. More coming up.
We are talking with Paul Scrivano. Paul runs a business in Sherman Oaks near Ventura Boulevard, the Blue Dog Beer Tavern, and there is a lot of severely psychologically damaged people living in the streets, and Paul has been assaulted repeatedly by one particular guy who defecates into a bag and then throws the bag at him or his car. Fox 11 did a story.
Oh, you got to see it. I mean, because she talks to the homeless people. You can really see the debris, the encampments, just the people lying on the sidewalks. Paul called it like a psych ward. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Here's the part that you were trying to refer to. There's only one mental health outreach team that works the San Fernando Valley.
One.
One. So the whole valley. You know how big the valley is?
It shows you. Yeah, right. And that's Sheila Kuehl's district. Nobody's taking this seriously. Nithya Raman, the city councilwoman, doesn't take it seriously. She doesn't want to hear about it. And Sheila Kuehl doesn't want to take it seriously either. They don't care. They want it this way. Someday it's going to dawn on everyone that this is what these people want because they hate this country. They hate business. They hate capitalism. They hate what America is. And they're destroying it from the inside by allowing this chaos and mayhem to take root. One outreach team in the whole county? Shows you the and how many billions did we?
Well, in the valley, the county.
Well, in the valley,
two or three.
Yeah, but in the one county team in the valley. You know how
big
the valley is.
Let's get Paul back on. This
there's over a million people. Yep, let's get Paul on. Paul, this might be
Do you think people, Paul, would actually vote this woman out? Then I mean, you're worked up. A lot of people you know are worked up. But how do these people win elections? Like Nithya Raman.
No, she won't get voted out. She's part of the machine. What these people do is they go out and they make friends with every single special interest group, just like Karen Bass. Look at her CV on her congressional website. She's the chairwoman of like 30 different special interest groups. So she'll go make a speech, she'll promise them everything, and each one of those groups represents, I don't know, maybe 2,500 people or 3,500 people or 5,000 people, and they all go out and vote. People who vote for Rick Caruso are too busy like me doing dishes at my restaurant to go out and vote on Tuesday.
Nice.
So that's the machine. And you're right. What you just said in the little the piece 30 seconds ago is not hyperbole. They hate us. They hate business. And listen to this. As Gina and I were rolling up on Nithya Raman on that interview that we did, where we surprised her, the first question out of Gina, by the way, Gina Silva is a beast, an absolute monster on the street. God bless that girl. But her first question out of her mouth was, you know, the constituents in Sherman Oaks are complaining that you're not responding to their emails. She looks right at me, Nithya Raman. She looks right at me and says, oh, you mean that constituent?
Aha. Trying to marginalize you is a very small minority. Right.
Right. That constituent, like that guy who dared to open a business and risk it all and who's getting crap thrown on him. You mean that constituent? Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't make the cut, but that's the disdain that she looks upon us.
Who among you reached out to Fox 11 to get this story done? Because it's fantastic to show your side.
Thanks to Marla Tellez, who... I frankly don't remember how it was an Instagram post. I copied her because I saw she does great work on the vax mandate, which I'm another, whatever, we'll talk about that another day. But she does great work on that, and I copied her on the email that Nithya Raman's office sent to me saying you're crossing a boundary by sending these things. Marla Tellez contacts me that like an hour later, and she's like, you're kidding, right? Like, you're making this email up, right? I said, oh, no. So Marla, a patriot, sends Gina Silva over to me, and that afternoon is when we did the interview.
Well, and all the psych patients were in all their glory. I mean, she got a lot of incredible
because they're
video.
Always there, yeah.
Yeah.
it was probably any time of day or night.
Exactly. I mean, do you have any kind of critical mass of other business owners, other residents?
Yeah, you guys need a revolution. Listen,
I mean, there has to be like some major action taken by a large group of people.
Well, thank God that Theo from the Sherman was able to be a part of that interview. And today now, see, I am on a communication with a bunch of the other businesses who are all desperate. And now some of them are starting to come out more. They're all afraid.
What are they afraid of?
They don't want the hassle. Well, okay, here's what they're afraid of. 2 days after I send the first couple emails, you know, because I've been sending these for a while. 2 days after I sent one that had a particularly, you know, a graphic picture in it, I get a visit from the Parking Violations Bureau, who says that my sidewalk dining is blocking their meters. And 2 days after that, I get a visit from the Bureau of Streets saying that my tables are blocking the sidewalk.
Oh, you see, now, they're coming after you. Retaliation.
Yeah, that's what
they do. Can I prove that? No.
No.
But the timing is just perfect, though, isn't it?
No, it's her retaliating.
Oh, yeah. That's a threat to try to get you to back off.
Exactly. Keep it coming.
Now, this is
Paul,
a war.
We hope so.
This is war.
Wow.
This is war.
Well, Paul, thanks for talking to us. And keep us up to date.
Yeah, let us know as
this attorney Larry Slade that was featured, the chair of the Homelessness Committee for the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association, can they be of any help?
Yeah, I've talked to Larry on the phone. He's in on our email threads. I'm not very familiar with him. I know he's a lawyer, and I know he's trying to put together, you know, the press conference and get everybody together. But again, it's like, look, I roll in at 5 o'clock in the morning, like this morning. I roll in at 5 o'clock this morning. By 7 o'clock, I'd already kicked 4 people off the property. Crazies. I pretty much work security at the restaurant now because I'm almost, not entirely, but a majority female staff. My managers are all female. I got a female cook. I have a lot of females in my restaurant. So I pretty much sit here in the parking lot like I'm doing now because I'm charging my car on my phone. But I sit here in the parking lot. I work security.
Yeah.
Just I almost wasn't able to pick up this call because I had a guy, you know, swatting imaginary flies off of his head that starts walking into my sidewalk dining. So I had to get out of the car and maybe have to take care of him. But, you know, thankfully, he walked away.
All right, Paul. So good to talk to you.
Nightmarish.
Yeah, we'll talk with you again soon. Paul Scrivano.
The owner of the Blue Dog Beer Tavern in Sherman Oaks, which is being overrun with homeless people. More coming up. All right. It's one of our favorite topics every now and then on the show. People who get swindled by psychics. Deborah Mark.
I've never been swindled by a psychic.
You paid money to a psychic.
One time.
How much?
And did you?
I think it was $150.
You paid $150.
Yes, I've told you this before.
I forgot.
I don't remember the amount.
It was $150.
Holy.
Maybe it was $125.
And, oh my God!
For how long a reading?
I think it was an hour or so.
And did it change your life markedly?
It did not change my life. No.
Now, did you feel?
Well,
like
she didn't go back. So
I did not go back, and that was probably 15, 16 years ago.
Did you feel silly after you paid the $150?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, not at the time.
Well, now,
did any part of you, though, go, whoa, this person's good? Was it a woman?
It was a guy.
It was a guy.
Guy psychic?
It was a guy. Yes. And he was blind.
Oh, sure he was.
No, he really was. I told you
really
that
was?
Some people in the news business went to him. They swore by him, and they told me about him, and I went to him. Some of the things.
The news business?
Yeah. Yes, and some colleagues, not from this station.
Wait, so there's news people that we listen
so
to every day, and they're going to psychics?
But it is true, not from this station.
How can you be a news person and go to a psychic? That doesn't...
How about broadcast professionals? How about that?
You were at a low point in your life, weren't you?
Yeah, actually I was. It was not an easy time, and I needed... People were swearing by this guy, and so I thought, what the heck?
You needed a blind swindler to take $150 from you?
You ask questions or he just asked questions?
Okay, so he asked questions, but then he also just started talking, telling me things about my life. And I thought,
did he touch you?
No.
I thought because he's blind, he might want some sort of connection to you.
No, but he did have me write down some things on cards, but he didn't look at them. He put those away.
Well, of course
he didn't. I was right there.
Of course
was
he didn't.
Braille?
Look at them. What do you mean he wrote it? You wrote it down, but he did look at them.
That's what he asked. Uh-huh. And... okay, the really weird thing is that we were talking about death, and he records all the sessions so that at that time it was a tape. So he would give you the tape so that you can go back and see what and hear what he was talking about and see if any of these things come true. All of a sudden, his tape recorder stopped, and he told me, he said, I just put in batteries before you came, So there's no reason, he said, but sometimes when you do talk about people that have died, they mess with electronics. So he believed that there were some spirits.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice
look
stick.
That.
Yeah, right.
And you probably went, your eyes must
do you have
that? I did. I can't
do you
find the tape. I have searched for that tape for so many years. I know.
I'd give you your $150 back just to play it on the air.
I know. Wow. I wish I could find it.
So this story is, what I can't figure out in this story is apparently the man that got swindled, it was a man in this case, William Young of Brooklyn, and he's filed a lawsuit. The psychic was a female by the name of Shana Samil. This happened last year. He worked at a bar called XOXO Bar. It's now closed. It's a gay bar on West 46th Street. And the reason I mention that is that he ended up giving this woman more than $1 million. It started with money, and then it accelerated to cars for her.
Does he have dementia?
He has bipolar and depression.
Well, that doesn't explain.
And she convinced him he could help him find a soulmate and purge the dark spirits in his life. So he kept going back to her and paying her more and more because she kept asking for more and more. And this is what happens. When a psychic knows you're a dupe, they'll just keep milking you.
When she realized he had $1 million to blow?
I don't know if she did or not, but he apparently turned over a lot of money.
How is this a swindle?
It started with $100,000, the first payment.
But how is this a swindle?
And then he was going six times in a single week, payments ranging from $1,000 to $20,000. Well, it's a...
No, but I don't understand the fraud. She said up front she was a psychic. Psychics don't exist.
Apparently nothing she ever did for him worked. He was still depressed, still without a soulmate.
Well,
so
of course.
He feels that he was fleeced. And...
Well, she
cast spells. They cost more than her regular fortune-telling work.
The spells were more expensive?
Yes.
Oh, for her to, like, wave her arms in there?
So he got overcharged, is what they're claiming. Here's an amazing part. The scam ended when a $496,000 payment to her through a third party was blocked by the man's bank. That's the only reason it came to a halt. And then his account was frozen. And then... a realization he'd been tricked, according to the lawsuit. What, he says he paid her in third parties $1,102,000.
And that's with $500,000 being blocked?
I think so, yes, because the last payment was blocked.
Where did he get that money working in a bar?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. In a bar, that's what I don't know. What, did he inherit money? Or
is this real?
That's what someone in the story actually said. This doesn't even sound real. I mean, it's a real lawsuit, whether or not the story's real. All right.
John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today. At 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today.
at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.